final poem ending in a beginning. Six children jump double dutch in autumn rain, and the rope's helix is a seventh seeing. It opens and closes like an eyelid, and through its quickfire lens the smallest child jumps. Rain in her hair, her bare feet slap concrete church rhythmic as tambourines. I watch the girl keep time, then look past her to the other side of the rope twirl's wet eye, brick tenement cementing my seeing to an ancient memory this game turned gate into history creates. Was it the door of no return beckoning return, or the doorway to my grandmother's mind, her stroke-stunned body stripped of words, yet heavy with language, blink and cry, her hand tight around my hand, the hospice dizzy with slow minutes. Her moans cradled both curse and confession, and those children, the beneficent's right hand, sing with the words my grandmother lost, a rhyme to heal the days and the whoosh clack of their twin whip turned so fast it whistled, their feet escaping in place. Mercy. Even the gods run home in stillness, tossing up a spiritual to greet the falling rain. Down by the river, down by the sea, you came to find your savior, but instead you found me waiting for the song to end, the shrill voices ringing like beloco bells to trap me there in the rope's wet pupil shown through to the end of knowledge where there is no slack, where language breaks into molecule and memory, skin as percussion, the glint of diamond in a dope boy's grill, my own mouth fit for babble, a fool's end, an end to 1,000,000 sins in a single night, the end of confession of silk of need, the day's end ending at the rope's ends. End of breath of sound, words drop like seeds to this hard, wet ground.